405 DGS, happy Friday. George Mayhew is here from St. Louis Magazine. What's your favorite rock band?
Stones. Just saw them at Ridgedale. We made the trek down to Southern Missouri.
Nice.
Worth it.
Yeah, I bet.
Tickets, I don't even want to tell you, but
yeah.
It was really fun, and
that's
it's
cool.
You know, they got that big T-shaped stage, and to see that 80-year-old get out there and do it. And what's weird is it's a two and a half hour concert. You'd think at the end of it, like, old Mick could just be kind of just poking. His energy level,
dude,
gets higher.
I
and at the
him,
end of it, it's just, he's just like buzzing.
I saw him 20 years ago, and I was like, how's this old man still doing this?
It's unbelievable.
20 years later.
I saw him in 88.
Hmm.
Steel Wheels tour, and I'm like, man, those guys are old, because I was in high school. I was like,
yeah,
man, those guys are old.
Yeah, and he might be 88 before this all ends, but you know what? He's 80 or 81, and of course, we were down at Branson at Big Cedar Lodge, because they were staying there. They had, Big Cedar had provided 60 cabins for the crew and for the boys.
Yeah.
And so we knew they were there, so we were like on this stalk hunt the whole time.
Didn't Being see all creepy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Saw a bunch of the crew, and they couldn't have been nicer and willing to talk. And it was just, it was really a fun experience, and it's always fun to go down to Big Cedar. But, I gave you a nice long answer to a
no,
short
that's
question,
good. It's a good answer.
But it was, you know what though, their playlist tends to be the same. They tend to play the same 20 songs, which is great unless you like to see them a lot. And
yeah.
Okay, I've heard all these. It's great. So anyway, I've seen them maybe four or five times. I'm done. But that could have been it too. I can't miss this. So
that's right.
Anyway,
I never got to see Chuck Berry. I had many invitations to go and actually meet him and the duck room and everything, and I never did, and I'll never get to.
Saw it once, and it was so well worth it. And he was, he was a little long in the tooth when I saw him, and the duck walk was kind of
a little risky.
Slow-mo.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was just great.
So George is here. It's St. Louis Magazine's annual A-list. The first thing I notice is I'm not on the cover.
Yeah, yeah. We're very smart. No one's on the cover.
Yeah, that is smart.
Everybody can be mad.
That is smart.
And so we do this every year. You remember, we've been doing this for forever, you and me. And years ago, these were all editor's picks. All the editorial choices were the A-list, and that was it. And it was all the St. Louis Magazine. You know, we're all the experts, and we're going to write all about this stuff. And then a couple of years ago, I'm not sure that the marketing whizzes in charge of this said, we need to open this up to people's choice. The people want to speak. Let the people speak. Okay. And so now there's a reader's choice section, and there's an editor's choice section. And it's very well delineated online. This article is available online, and you can see here's all the, they've got it very well broken up. But in print, it's a little more, it's not quite as obvious. There's a little bubble at the top of each page that says reader's choice or editor's choice, so you know. But I don't think a lot of people look at that. They're too busy looking at the content and looking at the pictures and it's like, who's this guy? And so that's what happens. And consequently, we get these, what do you mean McDonald's French fries? You're calling McDonald's French fries the best French fries in town? And we get a lot of that. So there's a lot
of people are talking.
A lot of splaining to do.
Yeah.
But at least, and we write a lot of letters that say, hey, those are the people speaking.
Yeah.
The people have...
Don't get mad at us.
The people are voting for their top five, and then the people vote for the, it's a vote machine.
Yeah.
And, I know there's problems inherent with that, but it's still super popular. And we talked about some of the off-air, some of the...
surprises.
Some of the winners that maybe weren't the most obvious choices. It's like, what are you guys thinking? Well, that's what the people are thinking.
For example, Cardinals, Matt Carpenter. I'm sure Matt is a fine gentleman, but probably not the best Cardinal.
You can take probably off of that. He's definitely
trying to be nice.
He doesn't even start. He's a bench guy. Can't be the best.
And it's not like this vote was taken 2 years ago when he was a little better or whenever that was. But anyway.
I'm five now, but
yeah.
It's been a bit.
Time flies. Anyway,
Wheels is all stink face about this.
He's over here like, no shade. And Kevin's actually shade.
Unless you're doing it to be silly.
But
it's just such a like, let me see.
But you know,
the guys that actually
you're trying
play
to make a joke of this.
Yeah.
I liken it kind of like a Yelp review. You know, you can't take a single review, yeah, and that's not the gospel. Look at the big picture, and then kind of, you know, take the sum total. And that's kind of what I do with Yelp. And with this, too, we've got three finalists, two or three finalists plus the winner. And I think if you look at, like, okay, there's somebody in there that's...
Who I know.
Yeah, who you know and who's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like all the favorite dishes and the French fries and all that other stuff. It's like, okay, yeah, those are... Anyway, there is some nuggets, in the golden nuggets within this thing. But still, it's an insanely popular issue. And now there's 300 different categories.
Wow.
And that's insane. There's 80 of them in food, 50 Reader's Choice, and 30 Editor's
Choice.
This is
meant as the highest compliment. This is great bathroom reading.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is fantastic.
You can pick it up, set it down.
Yep.
It's anyway, this is the September issue, and it's it'll go on sale on the newsstands, you know, in a bit. But again, it's digitally available now, and it's fun because the dining stuff, the guys that, again, the editor's picks, they know that we wrote about them. So these guys are genuinely happy, and we get a lot of thank yous and attaboys for
anyone
for
you want to highlight out of the editors in the eating categories.
There's, you know,
any heart picks for you?
Not really. There's David Sandusky is doing some cool things still. You know, he's got the Beastcraft Barbecue, and now he's got another restaurant called Smoke and Kettle. But that's over on the, you know, in Metro East. A lot of people don't know about that, and I think that's good.
Wait, is that the Beast Barbecue in Belleville?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I just had that for the first time like a week or two ago. It is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It is so good. It's one of the best barbecue I've ever had.
Known for his, you know, spoon tender pork steaks or whatever he calls them, serves them with a spoon, not a, you know, it's because it's all you need.
It's and clever.
You usually don't need that. But, you know, and we always pick a dream team, which is five culinarians that are just kicking it. And that's always fun because those we really think about very hard. And it's a bunch of folks, some folks you know and some folks you don't know.
Do you get people from the culinary world who were not picked by you who are pissed?
What do you mean?
You know, how dare you not put me as the best XYZ?
I don't hear that. You know, the other editors probably do. I just hear from the food people, and it's usually, and this one is you know, it's all good, and it's a lot of compliments. But, you know, when I really hear from them, I'm going to hear from them in 2 months when we do the best restaurants issue. Mm. That's the one. Why aren't I on this list? Mm-hmm. And boy, I better have some reasons
good reason.
Why. And we're hashing over this right now. It's like tough because we limit the list to 100. It could easily be 200. It was like 150, 60 last time we did it. So we've cut 60 off, and there's all these new places. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's going to be some hurt feelings. But anyway, you got to do it. You got to make the hard calls. But you know the readers love it. I love to do it. But boy, it's a little dicey for about. I've got a target on my back for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah. So please, listeners, when you read this, look to see if it's an editor's favorite or a Reader's Choice favorite before you. You know, get the nasty letters going our way.
Look at that. Matt Carpenter won Best Asian Chef.
Wow.
This guy's all over the place.
I mean, if it was barbecue, or no, what was it? Salsa. Remember he did the salsa a few years ago?
Salsa.
I'd buy that. It was pretty good. I had it once or twice.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it better than his pinch hitting?
No, he's a pretty good pinch hitter. Yeah, not an everyday player.
Man, he is qualifying things so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying
pinch
to be.
Hitting. He went in pretty hard first.
Trying to be very specific with my critiques.
So a couple of Ask George questions. Do restaurants remember you if you're a bad tipper?
Yes, that's a good question. And would that be a question that you'd be interested in
100%.
The answer to? Because I always wonder about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, a lot of them I go, I don't know. You know, this is a little stretching it a little bit. But everybody resonated. You know, I think anything with tipping in general, people want to know about. And of course you want to know. It, you know, because just in case you make a mistake or you know, you don't leave the right tip, you don't want to be, you know, have the old black mark on your on your record. But yes, with all this reservation software, restaurants can make notes of anything.
Any notes they want.
Any notes they want. Do they, if they want to put that down, they can. You know, they usually use it for preferences. You know, Dave Glover likes his steaks, make sure they're medium rare, and he likes a glass of Camus with his this.
And it's a nice touch.
Make sure you have a Manhattan on the table when he gets there. Those are the kind of things that it's really good for. But the only time I think I've ever seen tips put on there or a tip mentioned. Sometimes you see the guy's a really good tipper, and that's good to know. But rarely is there, like, he's a bad tipper. And you do see a restaurant occasionally will put that on there. Like the last time he was in, he left a really lousy tip, and we don't really know why. Mm-hmm. So the next time he comes in, make sure we take care of this guy.
We had a guy on our list.
Yeah.
When I was a waiter. Scottie Pippen.
Oh, really?
Bulls.
I've heard that.
No tipping Pippen. He'd come in all the time and nothing.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the restaurant guys that answered the question said, good tippers get remembered, but bad tippers get forgotten. I thought that's pretty fair. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you're a server, you know, sometimes the manager or owner has to walk them off the ledge when they get a bad tip. Because a lot of them, you know, I don't know how many of you guys waited tables, but you take it personally for a minute anyway. You know, it's just like, wait, you know, I worked my tail off for this guy. And you just wonder. And then you just, you know, again, the managers say, just remember the night. Remember how it's going to look at the end of the night. You still have a big fat pocket full of money. Mm. Don't let it worry you. And that's what?
It doesn't work. I haven't asked George for you. Is it bad if you follow them out and give them their tip money back because it was so small? I'm asking for a friend.
Do you like your job?
Yeah. I didn't get fired.
Yeah, that does happen occasionally, and it's usually that guy's last night on the job.
What are the levels of tipping these days?
Yeah, I knew that would come up because it's the sliding scale,
sure.
And it's only sliding one way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is sliding toward 25%.
Okay.
It's been 20. 20's kind of been 20's the new 15. 15 was the new 10. 20 is kind of the... I won't say a baseline, but if it's things are pretty good, you leave 20%, and then it goes up from there. But you know, I know a lot of folks that the 25 is their norm now, and you know, you think about that. By the time you have food and drink, and then you add tax and a 25% tip on, that's, you know, a third again as much on your bill as just baseline. Mm-hmm. So it's it certainly gives everybody something, you know, to think about and to argue about. So anyway, it's caused people to be very, very critical now of service. And if it isn't good, it's like, you know, this guy expects a big tip. It's just, I think it hurts everybody to dig down and drop a 20, 25% tip.
How appreciated are cash tips?
Much appreciated. That hasn't changed much. And, you know, a lot of places say, you know, we just keep it on the card and we don't like to, you know, have all that cash changing hands. But at the end of the day, I think the servers still like a cash tip and they like it. It's nice to hand them the tip, too,
yeah,
I think.
I like to do that, too.
I like to do that just here and just eye to eye, me to you. It just means more than I'm going to leave it on this card and get the heck out of Dodge. So
I agree.
It's always been that way. And, you know, I don't see anything changing at all. But you know what, sir? You know, prices have gone up. Everything's just crazy. Tips have gone up. A good server can make a lot of money these days on three nights a week. And is that a issue? To some people, it's like, why don't take the burden off the customer and just pay these people more so we don't get nailed for these huge tips. I don't know if that's ever going to change in the United States, but it hasn't changed yet. So in the interim, we've got to deal with it.
All right, go out and get the A-list of St. Louis Magazine. Thank you, Georgie.
Yep, thank you.
425 DGS, happy Friday. It'll be a little warmer this weekend, but still a pretty nice weekend weather-wise. Throwback Thursday on a Friday?
Absolutely. 101 years ago in 1923, radio's first comedians went on the air in New York. Their names were Ernie Hare and Billy Jones, and they called themselves the Happiness Boys. They did novelty songs like Barney Google, and I've never seen a straight banana. Everything I'm saying sounds insane.
People were such nerds back in the day.
Right?
Well, you think about what we're doing now that people are going to be like, those old timers.
Yep. 100%, 100 years. So
cool. Did you hear the Happiness Boys with I've never seen a straight banana bit? Oh, my goodness.
100 years from now, they're going to be like, those DGS people were nerds.
Yep. 56 years ago in 1968, Ringo Starr temporarily quit the Beatles.
That's right.
He did.
Why did he quit, Dave?
He just got tired of all the fighting. Mm. And then they covered his drum set with flowers and roses and begged him to come back.
Oh, that's really sweet. Mm-hmm. I loved in the Peter Jackson film about the Beatles. What was it called? What was the name of that?
Get Back?
Yeah, Get Back. And George Harrison is just like, I'm done. I'm out. Bye. And just leave. And you could tell, like, this was not the first time George had walked out on band practice before. And they're all just jamming. Yeah. They did not care at all.
Were they all the same drama level or were they different?
No, they were different. Paul was the bossy one. John was the difficult one. George tried to get along, but also didn't suffer fools. And then Ringo was just sweet and didn't want anyone to fight.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love Ringo. It was usually Paul causing, you know, trying to get
bossing everybody around.
I was sort of a Paul when I was in bands. In the Dave Glover band, which I was in for 20 years, we never had a crossword. We had nothing but fun the entire time. But other bands I was in, notoriously, they would play every song during practice except the songs that you were practicing. Like, they would just start playing songs that were not on our playlist. It always drove me crazy. And
just for fun?
Yeah. And I should have just had fun and been like, great, yeah, let's do play Jump by Van Halen, which is not on the set list. But it just always made me kind of nuts.
39 years ago in 1985, Teen Wolf was released, starring Michael J. Fox as a basketball-playing werewolf.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Teen Wolf?
No.
Don't bother now.
Yeah, no.
If you didn't see it in that time, it's not a good movie. Yeah, if you saw it in the time, you probably would have been entertained, but when you see it now, you're like, this is the stupidest thing ever.
Disrespectful.
I mean, I don't think it like deserved an Oscar or anything, but it's just one of those things. It's very of its time. 31 years ago in 1993, Duran Duran received their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Underrated band.
And in 26 years ago, in 1998, That 70s Show debuted on Fox.
Never saw an episode.
Wow. Nope, me neither.
I loved that show when I was a kid.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.